Hello. We've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a dearie, an evil regal, a kick-ax Team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in. Come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay. Are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay. Here comes Jeff and Colleen.
Hello again.
Well, hello again.
That was a couple of titles of songs. Hello again, hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually it was. If we'd said goodbye, it would have been hello, goodbye. So
true.
That would have been another one. Good song.
Welcome again, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us on the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. Boy, it's going to be a lot of Once Upon a Time podcasts coming up, so it's going to get real interesting. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But so it is great to be back with everyone to say hello and howdy. And the hiatus is just awful. Even though there's things going on, it's just not there yet. So,
well, and this heat doesn't help anything either.
That's true. But right off the bat... Hey, everybody, this is Jeff, and I wanted to make a quick correction. During the bio for Mig Macario last podcast, we read from an article that said that Mig was half Filipino. That is not the case. He is full Filipino, and he enjoyed the bio, and I'm glad he did, but he did want us to correct that, and so we're doing that right now. We love Mig. He's a great guy, and so we wanted to make that correction right now. So sorry about that, and now on with the show. Some of you may know, some of you may not know. It's interesting, the folks that interact with us, there's folks that listen to the podcast,
right,
but don't go to the blog too much. They've subscribed on iTunes, and we love that. Thank you so much. If you're not subscribed on iTunes, we ask that you do. Okay, and rate and review. Thank you, please. But there's also people that just follow on Twitter, you know, and kind of check into the show and listen here and there. But so we just want to say that we now have a dog. Lady is now our dog.
Yes.
So just in case you didn't know or whether you care or not, we have a dog.
Yes. So. She is now officially ours.
Yep.
And it's a long story, but bottom line is her other mom decided to go back to school and obviously can't take her to school with her. And so she was kind of worried, and that was kind of the thing that was, I think, keeping her from going to school, because it's a pretty amazing program and you know, graduate program that I guess she's getting herself into. And we told her, look, if she's the reason you're not going, we would love to take her, so you don't have to worry about her. So anyway, she is awesome. She's a little long-haired, blonde-red miniature dachshund, for those that are asking. And I have posted some pictures on Facebook and Twitter, and especially like one today where she went out to the bathroom. She was doing her business, and all of a sudden the sprinklers came on, and she was kind of in the middle. It was really sad. She had this very sad look, like, what the heck? How did you not tell me this was going to happen? It was very cute.
Poor anyway, dog had a Happy Gilmore moment.
She did. So. It was very funny. It was very funny. Yeah. Question is, how old is she? She is 17 months. Mm-hmm. So she's a very sweet little girl, and she is very smart. She's very funny. She was actually licking my toes just a minute ago.
TMI. Okay.
All but right. She does that.
I know. All right. Okay. So, you can tell we are not parents because we're freaking out about everything. Every little weird wheeze and all that
kind
of stuff.
Yeah, it's like, what's wrong?
So,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyhow. Anywho. But that is great. Great. And we wanted to update you there. Now, tonight's comedy bits are off the hook. I keep kind of going back to old bits that I haven't played in a while. And the ones tonight are just crazy. Okay. So the first one I'll play, and then we'll get into some news and other stuff. This is called Lockjaw Larry. Okay. Now, the setup is this. It was done for Tatooine TV, so I had to kind of Star Wars-ize it. So this guy stepped on a nail on Ord Mandel, which is this junk planet, okay? And his jaw got stuck, and so he decided to put out a musical record. Here we go, Lockjaw Larry. Let me play that for you.
Hey, that's a great idea. Or maybe not.
Well, okay, let's try it again.
Lockjaw Larry, a new master of song and lyric, brings his musical artistry from deep space to the Naboo Pop Festival. Who is Lockjaw Larry, you may ask? He discovered his gift of song after a horrendous accident involving his foot and a nail on Ord Mandel. After contracting lockjaw, he discovered a whole new way to bring life to many of your favorite songs. Let's listen to him bring his magic to an old Bobby McFerrin classic. Don't worry, be happy. Lockjaw Larry also brings his vocal enhancement not only to favorites of yesterday, but also new classics of today. Let's hear his reimagining of the White Stripes Seven Nation Army. You may say, is that all? We say no. Lockjaw Larry is also releasing his new greatest hit compilation that includes Muskrat Love, Escape the Pina Colada Song, Baby Got Back, F the Police, Memories, the theme from Cats, and Achy Breaky Heart. We know you're itching to get your hands on these timeless hits. So rush out to a speeder wash establishment near you and pick up 1, 2, or 10 copies of Lockjaw Larry, the Wizard of Song.
I think it should play until people start ordering. Yeah, that would definitely get people on the phone. So yeah, Lockjaw Larry. And yeah.
I am totally crying right now.
Yeah. You ain't heard the next one yet.
Oh no, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Was that all Lockjaw Larry?
Yeah.
Okay. I think my favorite part was when it said, you'd think we were done, but no. That and also, people have been itching to get their hands on these timeless hits.
Yeah. F the police. Hanky breaky heart. Yeah.
No, right. My favorite one has to be Baby Got Back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, my God. Boy. I'm dying. I seriously am dying. That's so much.
So, Amy Acker is in Much Ado About Nothing. That's directed by Josh Whedon.
Joss Whedon?
Yes, Joss Whedon. And yes. I wanted to tweet out, or I'm sorry, put a link
to it.
And a photo, the first photo of her.
Nice.
In, let's see here. Yep. Works. Cool. Okay. Yay. So that is Amy in Joss Whedon's new film, an adaption of.
Adaptation,
Shakespearean classic, Much Ado About Nothing.
Great, great play.
Yep.
Great movie. The original Kenneth Branagh movie is actually really good. I really like it a lot. It's probably not the original, but for me, it's the original.
Okay. Anastasia Griffith is starring in Copper.
Oh, okay.
Which is a new miniseries.
Nice.
And wanted to bring up the Wikipedia. It's a drama television series created by Tom Fontana and Will Rokos that will be broadcast on BBC America, set in the 1860s New York City during the aftermath of the American Civil War. Stars Tom Weston Jones as an Irish immigrant cop who patrols the Five Points neighborhood. Other cast members include Kyle Schmidt, Anastasia Griffith, mm-hmm. and Franca Potente. And that, does that name sound familiar to you?
No, actually,
not saying it correctly. Franca, you're German.
Oh, Franca Potente.
Yes.
Potente? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
It is debuting on August 19th on BBC America. And that's going to be a good... I saw the trailer, and it looks pretty interesting to me, so...
Yeah, I think it will be interesting.
All right, Connor Dwelly, who was...
Marine.
And she is going to be in the Ferret Squad film with Dylan Schmidt.
Oh, very cool.
So another Once Upon a Time alumnus.
Yeah.
All right, Ferret Squad. And that's coming out, it's scheduled to come out March 22nd, 2013.
Cool.
So, all right. Okay, so Jennifer Goodwin tweeted out her drawer. Now, hold on, don't get naughty on the brain over here.
She did what?
She tweeted out a picture of her drawer in the trailer.
Oh, okay.
So, I figured we'd play a little What's in the Drawer.
Okay.
So, it looks like there's some type of a cupcake notepad or something.
Well, let's take a peek here.
And a FedEx ball. This is riveting audio.
She's got mac and cheese in there. She's got a Pez that is Snow White. She's got a cute little card, it looks like.
It looks like ankle weights.
She's got a charger. She looks like she's got a yoga band. She's got a FedEx World squeezy ball.
Yep.
She got some sticky notes that look
fortune
like
fortune-telling cards. And nice Jewish guys.
Girl. Nice Jewish guys? Is that guys or girls?
It could be girls.
But it's a poster of sorts or piece. Okay. It's some little, and it looks like a face of a dog on it, maybe.
And I thought it was a poncho, but it could be a yoga band or something.
I think it looks like a yoga band to me. Oh, by the way, if you click on full picture, you can actually see more. There's some Sharpies in there.
Oh, yeah.
And the cord is actually not a charger. It's a phone handset. Looks like she's got a box of Benadryl there, so maybe she suffers from allergies.
It's an old phone.
Yeah, she's got some stickers, it looks like. Really cute little stickers. Disney Princess stickers. One is Belle, Snow White, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty.
We're stalking her drawer.
I know.
This
well,
is really weird.
She posted this out there for everybody to look at. Yep. And that sport line does look like ankle weights, maybe.
Yeah,
that's
weight.
What it looks like it is.
Yep. I bet you the Benadryl is if she gets bit by some type of mosquito or she's allergic to something.
I'm thinking she's got allergies. A lot of us do.
Hi, Jennifer. If you're listening, go ahead and call in and you can tell us what all these things are for and what they're using it for.
And, anyway.
So, yep. It's riveting. Hiatus.
Yep.
It's awesome. All right. So then Jennifer Goodwin tweeted out this interesting little picture.
Okay. Well, it didn't do very well as far as a link is concerned.
No, it did not. I think we should do this day over again. It's been a very interesting day today. My.
I'm all congested from the laughing because, you know.
So, yeah. So, Jennifer tweeted out a picture of a sign.
Oh, that sign.
That says, once upon a time, closed set, absolutely no visitors and no photography permitted.
Yep.
Now, I don't know that it looks like a door. It may be some type of a barricade.
Possibly.
Not sure. But
they can't barricade public places very well. I mean, they can kind of, but not really. I would say it's probably the set itself.
Okay. So it's possibly Burnaby Studios.
Right,
there.
That's what I'm guessing.
In Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Richmond.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, you know, all the people that said, oh, Jeff, you're just kind of overreacting. Well, I don't know what would cause Jennifer Goodwin to tweet out a picture of this sign. You know, of all the things she could be tweeting,
right?
This is what she picked. So I kind of go back to what I was talking about a couple of weeks back about spoiler picks and that kind of thing.
Anywho.
All right. We will continue on with this riveting... Okay, so the D23 magazine has an article about Once Upon a Time. And now we've talked about this, that there is a possibility that the Once Upon a Time cast could be a part of the D23 Expo. So I want to bring this up and take a look at some of the questions. So this is a web extra of the magazine. And I haven't seen the magazine yet, but... So it talks about, what is your first Disney memory? Raphael Savard says, so many. I remember Fantasia as being one of the first movies I ever saw. Man, that must have been something.
Yeah.
And being both frightened and not being able to take my eyes off it as a kid. There's something dark and twisted and so fabulous about it. I remember Snow White and, of course, Pinocchio.
Yep.
It was fate, I tell you. Pinocchio. Do you have a favorite Disney movie? And Lana Paria says, I have two, actually. Dumbo, which I love. And that was my favorite Disney movie to watch with my dad. The other is Little Mermaid. I think every little girl wants to be a mermaid. I would definitely swim out to the sea and pray to the mermaid gods to turn me into a mermaid. The Little Mermaid was a favorite. I think initially I adored Ariel. As I got older, I found Ursula fascinating to watch. So I will stop there. But anyway, I think she may have been hinting. I want to play Ursula.
Yeah, maybe.
If the part comes up. So.
Yep.
Lana as Ursula. Okay, so this is Jamie Chung is playing Mulan, and she was in Vancouver with a puppy. So here's a picture. This is hiatus, people. Hiatus. I have no call-ins tonight. I asked some people. Anyways, Jamie Chung and a puppy. Both cute. All right. So then there is a really interesting article. They were talking to Jennifer Morrison about the success of Once Upon a Time. And she had some interesting things to say. So tell us about Emma Swan. Emma's had a really rough life. She was saved from the curse as a baby when she passed through into reality and was found on the side of the road. She ended up going through the foster system and not a good version of it. She has been in a lot of tough situations, so she's really had to be a survivor. She's a bail bondswoman, a very skeptical and she's very skeptical and closed off. As time goes on, you'll see how her child coming back into her life is going to affect her emotionally and start to cause her to open up in ways that she never has. And I think there are certain points when she could have. I mean, yeah. Mary Margaret was saying, you know, you're closed off, you're walled in.
Right.
So. All right. I think I'll leave the rest of that alone, and I will send out the link. What's going on in the chat room?
Oh, just a little chit-chat.
All right. And this is kind of cool. Josh Dallas talks about playing dual roles.
Nice.
So I will read a bit.
Really? Here. Okay.
What's the matter?
Let's just move on.
I am moving on.
What? Okay.
All right. Josh said he tries to play Charming as a real human being, not the embodiment of every girl's Prince Charming fantasy. I relate to our Prince Charming in that he is not only actually a prince at all. He is a shepherd and essentially an everyman. I'm a regular kind of guy. In real life, I endeavor to do right by everyone and remain true to my values. And I think that's the one thing we forget, that actually Prince Charming is not Prince Charming. He's a shepherd.
Right, right.
So.
Yep.
Do you have anything to add?
No, let's just keep going, man.
What's the matter?
It's riveting. Riveting.
Well, I chime in. Give
keep
me
going.
Another subject. Oh, I
no.
took down notes. I'm going down my
nope.
notes.
Keep going. Just keep going. It's all right.
So anyway, there are reports that there is going to be an official Once Upon a Time podcast hosted by Eddie and Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my earliest decisions, initially it was going to be called the Once Upon a Time podcast, but then there was another podcast that had the same name, and so I had to put the word fan in there so there would not be any confusion. And so now that there's going to be a real Once Upon a Time podcast, I would imagine that they're going to call it the official Once Upon a Time podcast.
Yeah.
With the URL that we've got, Once Upon a Time podcast, I wonder if I'm going to get a call. I don't know. So,
nope, don't know.
But we'll I would see. Imagine they're going to go through ABC. So,
yeah, probably.
Anyway. All right. And there are some opinions out there that the podcast is going to be all video. And I think what they're going to do is play a card from Lost and do an audio podcast with some video here and there.
Yep.
So that's what I think.
Yeah.
All right.
They could also call it something completely different, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give it a clever name.
I was going to call the podcast Frozen in Time, and I talked to my good friend Wayne. He says, no, don't do that.
Yeah. No.
So
it's a good call.
Yep. It was funny. Wayne, we went to a gathering, and so Wayne said, you should do a Once Upon a Time podcast. And at the time, I said, no, I don't think so. And I was just doing blog posts. But it was a couple of days later, I decided to do it. So thanks, Wayne. He is a very encouraging guy.
Mm-hmm.
So really quick, there's two DJs in L.A., Mark and Brian. They've left the air, and they're both going into, wait for it, podcasting.
Yep.
So podcasting is not dead.
That's true.
All right. So we'll touch more about this in a little bit, but Manny is a guru of Joseph Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've listened to the podcast any longer than one, you've heard me talk about the hero's journey, the different steps that Joseph Campbell lays out as far as themes and motifs in myths and stories and legends and all that. And there's only one guy that I know could do it justice, and that's Manny. And he sent me a couple of chapters of what he's laid out, and I wanted mm-hmm. him to go through Emma's trek to be a hero, and they're fantastic. So he's going to send me the rest of them. We're going to do them as blog posts, and it is incredible. And so it's going to cause you to look at Once Upon a Time differently, because you'll see different things. And I try and point it out as we go through the shows and we discuss it. But I think he does a much better job at that than I do. So anyway, just can't wait. It's going to be incredible to see what Manny's got. So what I want to do now is there is someone that has a birthday, and I wanted to do something special, so here it is. Little.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special birthday to announce. Everyone gather around. It is Mackenzie's 15th birthday. Let us give a round of cheers and huzzas for Mackenzie.
Yay! Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Is that what you wanted?
Well,
is that right?
Sort of.
Well, that is a huzzah, right? Isn't that three cheers? It's British hooray.
Yes.
They don't say hooray. Usually they say huzzah.
Happy
huzzah.
Birthday, Mackenzie.
Yes, happy birthday, Mackenzie.
From all of us here and in the chat room, have a fantastic 15th birthday. This is long. This is a long song.
Wow, it is. It's fantastic. It's very lovely.
Yes. It just keeps going.
Well, because we are supposed to... Huzzah! Huzzah! Yay! Right? Okay, it's a very long birthday song.
Wow. Anyway,
okay.
Happy birthday.
Yay!
From all of us here. And Mr. Gold. And
yes.
Everyone. All righty. So... Oh, let's see. 7:30. 2 hours, huh?
Yeah, sure.
We shall see about that. So I want to play the Aussie Whisperer.
Oh, my God. Just the title alone is already making me laugh.
Yeah, this is a bit of a musical number. So here it is.
To learn how to love and forget how to hate.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, I am Caesar Milan.
We didn't order any pizza.
No, no, I'm here to help you with the pets.
Oh, right. Come on in, then.
You have lots of dogs.
The dogs aren't the problem.
You have a Wookiee also?
No, Chewbacca went into rehab with Jack and Kelly.
The cat, then?
No, we have no problem with the cat, man.
You want me to train Sharon?
No, I have whips for that. It's this thing.
Ha-ha.
The bald albino Portuguese-speaking Joe Walsh zombie.
Hello, boyos.
Oh, it's Jar Jar.
He's a piece of he is. A big khaki and vertigo, in very, very toss, verde.
Not really. No.
Now, Caesar, I've watched your show, man, and I've tried to be a park leader, but he sleeps in my bed. Attacks the postman, and now he's singing in my band. I can't take it anymore, man.
Aussie, being a pack leader only works with dogs, not gun-guns.
Can I beat this one with a board or a guitar?
No, unfortunately, we have to treat your case very differently.
I'll do anything, man.
You have to let him do whatever he wants.
Are you mad? That isn't taking over my house. I'll get a crowbar.
Aussie, wait. How bad could it possibly be?
Listen, the band's starting again. You can't even understand one word he's saying.
Well, now, Aussie.
Okay, you've got a point. Maybe I could bite his head off.
Are you happy?
No, Aussie. Show him love, not anger.
Oh, hello, Caesar. I love your show.
Thank you, Sharon. We are listening to Jar Jar expressing himself.
Yes, Jar Jar is good, isn't he? He's got a punk edge and a new look we need. He's replacing Ozzy for the next Ozfest.
What? I'll be right back.
Ozzy, don't hit Jar Jar with the crowbar.
Oh, no, I'm not touching him. But you.
Oh, Ozzy, why did you hit Caesar on the head? Why don't you just sing back up for Jar Jar and be done with it?
I'm sorry, dear. And now I'm going to sing a song for you, Jar Jar.
Oh, what's that?
Beat it.
So there is that.
Really?
Yeah. I think
oh
I voiced.
Oh, my God.
See, and this is what happened is when I did.
Sharon needs a little work.
I know.
When a lot of work, actually.
When I did my comedy bits, sometimes I didn't get a lot of people that would help. And
right.
So I would have to kind of get creative and do all the voices.
You didn't ask me to do Sharon.
Anyway.
Was this a long time ago?
It was a while ago.
Okay. Yeah, so. See, if you'd asked me, I probably would have done Sharon for you.
All righty. So, yeah, that's that.
Anywho.
So let's jump into some... So we have no voicemails, but we do have some
emails.
Some emails.
Yay!
So this is from Obie's girl, and this has been a while ago. Sorry. I think, I must have missed it. Hey, Jeff, is there a regular schedule for when Alira does Fairy Tale Corner? There was, and I got really busy, and she gave me the files, and I have not had time to put them up. And it's all my fault. I'm sorry. I will do my best to get a more weekly or so. So, sorry. All right. Let's see. The Once Upon a Time cast will be attending Comic-Con. Was wondering if you and Colleen have plans to attend. No, unfortunately, we did not.
This is definitely a while back because that was last month.
I know. Also, I rewatched The Return yesterday, and now that we know that August is Pinocchio, I still have trouble figuring out how he knew about Rumpelstiltskin's dagger. It was not it's not like that would have been in the book. Rumpel wants to keep that thing a secret. If everyone knew about it, he wouldn't be able to do the stuff he does in Fairy Tale Land. So, what do you think?
I think Blue Fairy told him.
Yep.
That's what I think.
I think Blue Fairy was consulted on it initially.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, I think the Blue Fairy was the first Rumpelstiltskin, if you will.
The first dark one, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, she is the most powerful being in the whole universe, right?
So it was said.
So yeah, it was said.
Right.
So, clearly, she would know whether that was... I'm pretty sure she would know of its existence. But, anyway, that's my theory.
Yeah. So,
I hope we see this coming season how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool.
And the next line is filed under "Glad we didn't do a Snow White and the Huntsman podcast." So it says there, for anyone who's interested, I saw Snow White and the Huntsman last weekend and wrote a review on my Tumblr. So I will send a link to that out here. And boy, that movie sure made a splash, and it had nothing to do with money or reviews or anything.
Right, right, right.
So her opinion in a nutshell is Once Upon a Time is way better, better story, better character development, acting, and lots more depth. And I've heard that a number of times. So...
Actually, I talked to someone today about that, and I was told, yeah, she didn't ruin the movie for me, but she wasn't that great. So, anyway.
And that's interesting because, you know, you would have thought that, you know, so she would have been the greatest thing.
Well, anyway.
In the world.
I don't want to digress because I could totally go off on a tangent and we don't want to do that.
Well, we got time.
Oh, well, if we're going to do that then. Just kidding.
Okay.
No, I was going to say, actually, the only movie I really thought she was really, really good in, that, but that's because it kind of fits with who she is, was The Runaways. She was actually good in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about that because I really, I don't know how we got, we got on the subject. I was talking with somebody about Robert Carlyle, of course, and how much I really just adore the man, think he's amazing. And I said, you know, actually, there's another one I really like, too. Totally has nothing to do with Once Upon a Time, but it's Christoph Waltz, and he is phenomenal and really kind of just really like him a lot. And the only reason I said that is because I was watching Water for Elephants today with Robert Pattinson, and then we drifted into the whole conversation about Kristen. Because Robert Pattinson actually was really good in that movie. I was shocked at how good he was in that movie compared to the Twilight series. Although I did like the Twilight series. I'm okay with it.
Oh, boy.
Seriously, I'm okay with it. It was, they're entertaining movies. Mm. They're not Oscar-winning things, but they're entertaining. So there you go.
All right. I think the Twilight films are kind of like the Star Wars prequels, is that everyone that's in them have better roles outside of them. And you watch you watch the Twilight films, you go, man, they're not that good. But you watch something, for instance, Hayden Christensen in another film, is like, oh my gosh, this guy's off the hook. Or Natalie Portman's like, wow. But then you watch him in Star Wars, and it's like cardboard. So
exactly.
Sorry, George, just speaking the truth. He's mad at the fans anyway, so
that's all right. So, anywho.
Whatever. Thanks
back
for the first
on track
three. Yeah.
to what we were saying.
So there's going to be some mini marathons on ABC starting August 19th.
Yay.
Tamari. And also another mini marathon on September 9th. So, clear your calendars, peeps.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't have to worry about Hulu or Hulu Plus or whatever, because it'll be on ABC.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay. This email is really, really, really cool. I was just so surprised by it. So here. This is from Ed. It says, hi there. My brother-in-law lives in Surrey, and we were across from Whitney Bay in northeast UK for a couple of weeks. Once Upon a Time is our favorite family show, broadcast on Channel 5, looks like, in the UK. A few days ago, we were visiting my brother-in-law's wife's parents, who have a shop in Steveston and live there as well. I was driving, so of course was concentrating on the road, when ear-piercing shrieks came from the back of our van. Granny's Diner, look, it's Mr. Gold's Pawn Shop, etc. The carload collapsed into hysteria at this point. You know when you're watching something and it seems to trigger a memory of a place or a person, but you're not sure why or how? Well, this is how my wife and I always felt at this point while watching Once Upon a Time, as we've been to Steveston many times before. So we parked up, the two families exploring Steveston anew, looking for all evidence of Once Upon a Time. The Canadian half, parents and two boys, had been fairly unaware of the show up to this point, but quickly became embroiled in the concept as we had lunch at Dave's Fish and Chips.
Dude.
Can't wait. One day. Okay. We came to Storybrooke a couple of days later as our shopkeeper relative phoned to say that the show was back in town. We were lucky enough to see some filming and found the crew to be really friendly and accommodating to us. So we saw blank, blank, blank with blank, 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 dressed in a really smart manner, except for the shorts and flip-flops we saw as blank exited his Jaguar. The girls found this particularly amusing. Poppy, our eldest, spotted Jared Gilmore amongst the trailers as we were leaving Steveston a bit later and persuaded my wife to speak to security to see whether he'd sign something for us. The girls and boys were so thrilled when Jared came over. And what made the experience even better for us adults is what a lovely manner of Jared's security. A great day. So since that time, we found out that Jared was born the same day as our Poppy, only 2 years earlier. Imagine her excitement. So, very cool. The incredible situations that this podcast has brought is just beyond anything I could have ever imagined. And anyhow, he wanted to share, and he had a couple of questions, and I helped them out. So thank you, yep. Ed.
Nice.
And I hope you don't mind that I read your email on the air.
Well, part of it.
Yeah, not all of it. I had to do the blank, blank, blanks, too. Some of you will appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
So, all right.
Yeah. So do we have any more emails?
No. That's...
Sweet.
That's that.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was going to talk about a little bit about Joseph Campbell, but I think I'm going to let Manny's post kind of
be the one to
do that
speak.
For it. Yep. All right.
Yep.
Let's see here. We'll do a couple of quiz questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll close out the first hour and we'll see how far we get with the second.
Cool.
And yeah, I think we'll talk about the future of the blog and the podcast in the second hour in the after party.
Cool. Okay.
So
what are we doing right now?
Okay. So where can you get a square view in Storybrooke?
Square view of a square or a square shaped view, because I would say
view.
A window.
Nope. Granny's Inn. That is correct.
Granny's Inn. Okay.
That is correct.
Oh,
bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast. Gotcha.
Because I believe she said a square view or a forest view.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. Yep. Wow. We need to go back and watch the series from the beginning.
Yep. That's a good idea.
Yep.
All right. So here's some more quiz questions. Who met Emma and Henry as they entered Storybrooke?
Oh, here we go. Even I know the answer to that. Yes, Miss Page, it was Archie. Oh, everybody's piping in Archie all at once.
Just Archie?
Ooh. And Pongo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they all got that, too.
Okay. So, at that meeting, a couple of other things happened. So, let's really geek out. When...
Don't forget Anna and Umbrella.
Okay. Who said that?
Ima.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Ima.
Archie and Pongo and an umbrella.
All right. Okay. All right.
And then Henry.
Okay, Florida's chiming in. That's good. All right. So when they stopped the car, it was because Emma said, "I want you to tell me where you live." What did Henry say?
Oh, wow.
It's tough.
Not telling you the street.
Right. Right.
Wow.
44 not telling you street. Excellent.
Wow, that
now,
is great.
Two other things happened. When she got out of the car,
mm-hmm.
when she touched the street, what happened? Okay.
They were
the transformer
like,
blew
yeah.
up. Right. Okay. Ima got that. There's something else that, right. And there were sparks in the wires, but there was something else that happened. I heard it this time.
Ooh. Not a street light, right? Wolf?
No. That's a good guess, though.
That would be an awesome guess. Howling wolf, no.
There's a lot of wolves that howl here and there, but not at that time. We'll wait just a little bit.
Okay.
It was thunder.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, yep. And what's interesting is if, in fact, Storybrooke was the same for all that time, obviously, what was the other time that there was thunder?
Oh,
There's at least one other time. In Storybrooke.
I think I know.
Okay.
15 a.m.
Right.
Yep.
During the storm.
When?
What caused that storm? Yeah. Something happened, I think, right, when August got to town. Yep.
Ooh, nice.
Yep. Excellent. Great work, everyone. Okay, we got 10 minutes. Let's go ahead and end the main show right now. It's kind of clunky. It didn't. Anyway. So I want to send big love out to everybody. Thank you so much. This hiatus is killing all of us, but, you know, we're trying to keep it together and have as much fun as possible and be entertaining. And so anyway, thanks so much for downloading, listening, rating, reviewing, communicating with each other. It all ends up that this is a great community and fun podcast. So thanks so much, and we will talk to you soon.
Stick around for the after party.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceOvers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceOvers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.